This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide-open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did he see his friend's dad while he was helping out at his house? And was his dad responsible for turning on every faucet?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We do love sharing your real ghost stories. So if you have one, share it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd like to write it in, it's realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. Is everything good in your world today?
Yeah, everything's pretty good. No big news, but I was thinking that every faucet turning on, there's only one house I've ever been in that had that quirk, and that would be the house in Elma, Nebraska. That occasionally I would come in and the faucet would be on, and our mom would yell at us because we were leaving the faucet. Maybe one of us kids did, but we'd all say we weren't even here, you know, and there'd be a faucet going. So that occasionally happened there.
That seems like it's a pretty common haunting. Mm-hmm. The turning on of faucets.
Yeah.
And lights and TVs. I don't want to live like that anymore. I'm really happy that I live in a non-haunted house. And now you, on the other hand, live in a haunted house or something. I don't know.
It's semi-haunted, maybe occasionally haunted.
It kind of is.
1970s, occasionally haunted house.
I think that's right. It isn't haunted all the time.
No.
But when it shows, when something happens, it does.
It does. It happens. That's right.
Just as a reminder, I'm still here. Doesn't want you to forget. Well, this is an interesting story. So it says, I just started listening to your podcast at work. I find it very enjoyable. First off, from what I hear on the podcast, I've come to believe from personal experience that ghosts are everywhere. We just intersect with them at strange times when neither intends to see the other. I think that's interesting, and I think there's some definite truth to that.
I do too. I think maybe that is actually on point.
Yeah, I think there are times where you're just doing your thing, like the other night, you're crocheting and something crashes next to you when there was nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But this says, my story starts when I was at a friend's house working with another friend to replace a dead water heater. Before this time, I was only at the house in passing, never inside, and I had only known the guy for a few months. To set the scene, the house is a split-level house. The main rec area is in the basement with a bedroom adjacent to the one that my friend kept locked. In the back, between the main area and the garage, is his utility room. The start of the repair went off without any real complications. We got the old water heater disconnected and out into the garage. When we had the new water heater in a pan and on a stand, we were reconnecting the water supply when I looked down the hallway connecting the utility room to the rec room. I saw what looked like a man with his head around the corner watching us. Knowing it was only my one friend and I in the utility room and the homeowner asleep on the main floor, I let go of the water heater and stomped down the hallway. As my friend would later describe, I shouted, "Oh, hell no!" and went fast down the hallway. When I reached the rec room, no one was there. Fast forward to when the gas and water pipes were connected. At that point, the three of us were in the rec room. I ran upstairs to turn on a sink so that when the main water shutoff was opened, it would push the air out of the system and test to see if the water heater was working / not leaking. I only turned on the kitchen sink. When the water turned on, I ran upstairs to check the kitchen sink. And as expected, the water was running and getting hotter, so I turned the tap off. Then I realized I still heard water running. Every tap in the house was on other than the kitchen. It couldn't have been my friend who worked on the water heater since he never left my sight. And the homeowner was so sick that getting downstairs to check our work was a chore, so I doubt he would have run around silently and turned on all the taps. Later, I told him about everything, and he told me everyone in his family died at a young age. His mom was in her 20s, and his dad was barely breaking 40, both of cancer. The last close family member he had was his grandmother, and she also died before his dad did, so basically, he was the last one. I asked about the locked room, and he said it was his dad's. At that time, it wasn't changed at all since his dad had died. Also, before his dad died, he got into strange practices to try to save his life, including some practice in putting the sickness into tiny dolls, which, after his dad died, were the only things he removed from the house. On glancing at a photo, I think the head was his dad. Why I saw it or how it was watching us, I will never know. I just know whatever is in that house, it's active. But later, all of his friends came together and we convinced him to clear out his dad's stuff and move on, which he finally did since he needed a renter. Since then, the activity has ceased. But every now and then, when I go over there, I still feel something watching me from the hallway. In my life, I've had lots of experiences. Just this one stuck out to share. I may share more in the future. Thanks, Mike. I think, you know, if they clean out the stuff from his dad's and the activity really stops, it kind of makes you think maybe it was his dad.
But he said he still feels something there mm-hmm. when he goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't does. Stop everything. But at least he isn't.
But
you
he
know.
Is sensitive, so maybe his buddy mm-hmm. or this person who lives there isn't experiencing anything.
Yeah.
But, like, that is really creepy that you're working on the water heater, so you're not running. Those faucets shouldn't be open mm-mm. on because you're working on the water heater. You would shut everything
off.
Well,
you know, like, I could, let's say, you know, I'm in the house and I think, I wonder if they got that water going again yet. And you could turn it on. Right. And then nothing will come out.
Sink.
So you'll go, oh, okay. I guess it's not on yet. You know, I wanted to get a drink, but it's not on yet. And then maybe you just don't get it all the way turned off or you don't shut it off or whatever. But would you have done that with every faucet?
Exactly. And he saw the head peeking around the corner at it.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you. I'm thinking the dad.
Kind of thinking, and then he had the locked room with all his dad's stuff, and it kind of took an intervention.
Oh, the doll thing was pretty weird.
Yeah, at least they got those out of there. But it
sounds
I never
heard of putting sickness in a doll.
But, you know, when you're dying and you read that in some magazine. I don't know. It might be worth a shot. Yeah.
Good housekeeping suggests that you...
Reader's Digest.
Yeah. You put your sickness into a doll.
It worked for Bob. It'd be worth a shot. No, I just think that it has some, it does have something to do with his dad, and I think it sounds like a dad sort of thing to do, to be watching you fix it.
Yep.
Like making sure you're doing it right, kids.
Yep. I agree.
You know, and then, but having all the faucets in the house on at the same time, that's really weird.
Yeah. Like I said, I can see one, maybe two, you know, or whatever, just checking to see if the water's come back on or whatever. But it seems weird to be all of them.
Although in my house, that would be all of them too. I just have one bathroom.
Maybe there
in
were
the
only three.
That could have been it. Like, I think that is the question to ask. Mike, how many faucets did they have? Was it a two-bedroom, one-bath house?
Yeah.
Then, okay. Because when he says all of them, it makes you think there's like 10.
Yeah, because you just would have the kitchen and the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, let's go to this call.
This is Drew from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. I have quite a few stories, but I'm going to call back with a lot of the other creepier ones. I'm going to start with the one that started everything. I was really little. I was maybe about 5 or 6. At the time, I was living in Jackson. We meaning my family, had lived in this house in Jackson for years. I had been living there since I was born, and we lived there until I was about 14 years old. And from that time, just in that time period that we were there, stuff got real dark real fast. And we were told by pastors, priests, that it was evil and it was dark and that we needed to either get out or get some kind of help. But it didn't start off mean. Now, when I was really little, when I was like 5 or 6, I had left my, like, a teddy bear or, like, a blanket or something down in the basement where we were playing. And I had asked my brother and his friend to come downstairs with me because I was super freaked out in the basement. I never went down there by myself. I asked them to come downstairs with me to come get it. So we go to the stairs, we turn the light on, and there's, like, that patch of light that when you turn the light on from the hall, it just extends so far and then just cuts off. I had a little Tonka truck that was sitting there in the light. And as we're walking down the stairs, we hear a rocking horse, like an old rocking horse with metal springs and everything. We heard that start rocking, like, violently, like, not, like, back and forth, like, violently, like, it was shaking. And that Tonka truck that was sitting in the light, that had moved all by itself from the light into the dark where you couldn't see it anymore. And then what we saw was one of our remote control cars. We thought that its headlights had turned on, but we saw two red lights underneath a table that we had left these cars. Now, scared shitless, we run back upstairs and we said, forget it. And then the next morning, my brother and I went downstairs to go grab my stuff, and that Tonka truck was there or whatever, and we went to go look at the remote control cars, and those cars were not under that table. There was nothing underneath that table. And we had gone to ask my parents, and we're little, so mind you, they're going to try to make sure that I'm not, like, scared or anything. So they basically told me that it was nothing. You were seeing stuff. You and your brother are imagining things. Don't worry about it. There's nothing here. And I tried to tell them, well, these lights turned on, those cars aren't there. Did you guys move them? They're like, no, we haven't even been in the basement. We used to see, like, shadow figures. The main one that we would see was, like, we had all seen it. It was a little boy. And you could make out its distinct figure. It was definitely a boy. He would stand around corners and kind of, like, peek around the corner and stare at you. He would run from room to room, but it wasn't running. You didn't hear footsteps. You would just catch it off the corner of your eye, and you would look, and you would see it looked like someone was, like, jumping from one bedroom to the next, and it was made the hair on the back of your neck stand up, give you chills. It was pretty freaky. That's my first story. Not that scary, but like I said, I'll get into the crazy stuff a little bit later. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Love the show. It's fantastic. I appreciate that you guys have a podcast dedicated to real stories from people that have been through some pretty creepy shit. So thanks, guys.
So now I'm really curious. If that's just a story that's like no big deal, he's going to tell the other really good ones later. What are the good ones?
Exactly.
Because that sounded super creepy to me.
It did. It sounded super creepy. And I know that exact, what he's talking about how that light shines, you know, from the doorway down, you know, and just kind of casts that light out. And then it's, you know, dark around wherever it cast. And so the truck's there, but then it was moved and then it was back, it sounded like.
Yeah.
And then there were red lights underneath the coffee table. Do you think there's any possibility that mom went downstairs and picked up the toys or something?
Well, they acted like they hadn't been down there. So,
yeah.
But I mean, maybe somebody did and they weren't thinking and they just went down and picked it up. And I don't know. Doesn't mean that that's paranormal. You know, maybe somebody did something and they, I don't know.
But it sounds, it really scared them badly.
And seeing the kid.
I'm just wondering if that red underneath was eyes or something.
I don't know. But, you know, that's interesting. We hear red lights kind of frequently, like laser pointery, like real bright, sharp red.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but that was a creepy story. So I would really like to hear the other ones too.
I'd like to hear more.
Definitely sounds haunted to me. And especially when you're a kid, you don't know any different. You just know what you saw and what happened.
And when you're a kid, you always give everything the benefit of the doubt. You know, like you immediately look at a more optimistic, you know, setup. And then when it's not, it's like, oh, that's really scary. You know?
And you'd kind of go with it, too. It's like, I don't know what that is, but, you know, like our case, you know, our mom didn't talk about it a lot. It was just us kids. And we're like, I don't know what that is. But, you know, nobody was like saying, kids, you know, there seems to be some weird things going on in this house. No, there was not one adult that had that conversation with us. Dad a little bit, I would say.
He
acknowledged it, but he just wasn't around that much.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think if you do have kids, it definitely helps to acknowledge it, that you're not crazy. There are some weird things happening. We just don't know. I don't know how the best way. I don't know that there's a best way to explain it, but wow, I thought that was interesting. So here's one more story, and it says, I've only shared this story with maybe less than 5 people because of the personal nature of it and the sensitivities of my family. My cousin passed away very tragically a few years ago. He and another man were shot and killed early in the morning after getting into an argument with another man. I can't. And then this next sentence, I read about the incident on the news only to find out later my cousin was one of the 2 men who passed away. He was 21.
Oh, how awful.
21. It's just that stuff breaks my heart. After spending the majority of that day with family, I went home to my apartment. I had a roommate, but she wasn't home, so I was alone. I remember sitting on my bed crying and reading my Bible for a while. I don't know how long exactly or how late I was up doing that. I just know that I was looking for some kind of comfort to get me through the night after a very emotional and tragic day. When I calmed down a little, I got up to go to the bathroom and get ready for bed. By this point, I was feeling fairly calm and peaceful. When I grabbed the doorknob to open my bedroom door, however, I felt a chill run from it through my whole body and the sense of dread came over me. I saw in my head a vision of my cousin standing immediately on the other side of the door, cloaked in darkness. My cousin was half African American, but he appeared in my vision with skin darker than he had in life, with a distinct grayish hue. He was wearing a dark gray suit, something he never would have worn in life, and everything about him just seemed dark and heavy, and there was almost a palpable sense of fear about his figure. I felt that it wouldn't be safe for me to open the door, and I was certain that if I did, this ghastly version of my cousin would be standing there. I let go of the door handle and crept back into my bed. I sat there for probably close to 20 minutes until the overwhelming sense of dread had lifted. I said a little prayer and I felt the confirmation that whatever was there had gone and it was safe to leave my bedroom. As I stepped out of my room, I thought I saw a shadow dart from the front room to my right. It happened so quickly that I'm still not sure I actually saw it. I never had a vision like this again and never saw or felt anything unusual in that apartment after that incident. In the days that followed, however, people talked about either seeing my cousin or feeling his presence around them. It's not unusual in my family for people to see or feel the presence of loved ones after they've passed. Every other person described it as very calming, comforting feeling, however, and those who saw my cousin described him dressed in white, surrounded by light, and coming to tell them he was okay. This made my experience even more bizarre and frankly terrifying in contrast. Why did I see darkness and experience fear when others saw light and felt comfort? Was it because my experience happened so quickly after the traumatic experience? It was the same day as his death, after all? Or was it someone or something else I saw? Something trying to mimic the appearance of my cousin? My feeling has been that it was the latter, but I would love to get your thoughts on this matter. Thank you for providing a safe and understanding place for your listeners to share their stories. Keep doing what you're doing, Mary. What do you think? Do you think that was her cousin? Because she definitely felt,
you know,
like, don't open the door.
I kind of think so. And because hadn't maybe, you know, had not passed yet, was still in this kind of earthly state. And what had happened was so awful. So I would think it might take a little bit to shake off that, you know, the awful, you know, situation.
Right.
That he was part of.
Well, and it had to have been terrifying and...
Yeah. I would think that it might take him a little bit to transition out of that state.
It's interesting because she definitely felt like it was her cousin, though. But then it didn't, in what she saw in her vision, it was not exactly, she called it a ghastly version of my cousin. That's so interesting.
You know, so, but because it was such an awful way that he died in situation, such a senseless thing, you know, I kind of do feel like there would be a darkness around it for at least a while.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, she had to have been feeling that too. And maybe some of what she was projecting out was that, you
because
know,
it would be
awful
that
feeling
horrible.
Of it.
Why did this happen to him? Why was he there? What happened? You know, did he suffer? There'd just be all these morbid thoughts in your head and in unanswered questions that you never probably will have answers for.
Yeah. And maybe that's just at that moment when he showed up was her feeling about it. You know,
because I don't know why something dark would show up that wasn't attached to him that particular day. You know, because she felt like it was him.
Yeah, I think it was. But then I think maybe he kind of moved on through and then was able to come back, you know, in a more pleasant state at any rate. But I just, she said she'd been really upset. And so I think it makes sense. You would be shaky. You would be really distraught after hearing that kind
of
news. And so maybe it was just kind of a combination of the two of them, his presence and then her feeling the sadness, the overwhelming grief of it.
You know, I would think too, when you pass tragically and suddenly, there would be maybe a confusion. Like, where am I? I'm angry. You know, there was an argument that was going on before it happened.
Yeah.
So when you passed from this world, I'm going to guess you were really angry. And then the guy shoots both of them. And so there wouldn't be rest in peace at that moment. There would be, what the hell just happened? So if you have a story that you would like to share, we would like to hear it. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. If you want to write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Danielle Robay, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack, Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise? A snack that feels light, not heavy. Made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds, nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems, cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict? These are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get a full body reset anywhere you go with Dr. Teal's Magnesium Spray. It's a concentrated magnesium blend of pure Epsom and Dead Sea salts, all bundled up in a convenient on-the-go bottle. A few quick sprays will relax your body and mind and keep you feeling recharged all day long. It's wellness you can feel, and you can find it in your local bath aisle. Dr. Teal's. Yep, you needed that.